Yesterday, I was walking around Siegler Lake at Big Rock Forest Preserve when I came upon a family. A little girl had a large black stuffed animal strapped to her back. From behind, I thought you were a bear, I joked. We laughed as I passed them. Then I cried. The bear child reminded me of my prankster bonus daughter, Sarah Ann. The path around the small lake was like a labyrinth. I circled inward, becoming less aware of the wooded path outside and more in touch with the grieving, tangled mess in my heart. In 2006, my kids and I moved into a house on Center Street. Sarah lived five houses west. One day after school, the train was stopped on the tracks between school and home, and Sarah showed Jonna how easy it was to crawl under the train instead of waiting for it to move. I was terrified by this bold advice and the fact that Jonna followed it. I determined that they would not be friends. The joke was on me. Sarah claimed Jonna as her best friend, Claire as her baby sister, and then found her way swiftly into my heart. Jonna and Claire made room, and that was that. I had three daughters. Sarah was a joker, the ringleader. I found the girls on the roof of our three-story home more than once. I discovered them going for a walk with a five-gallon bucket, rope, flashlights, and a shovel. They found an uncovered utility hole and were going in search of the Underground Railroad. The kids helped with our guests. Our home was loud and fun because there was always a lot going on. Sarah adored sitting down as a family for meals and didn't shy away from any part of the proper cleanup. Punishments were usually task-oriented. I don't remember the crime, but I gave Jonna and Sarah each a five-gallon bucket with instructions to fill it with walnuts that littered the yard. When I checked on them, I discovered them singing made-up slave songs loudly for the neighbors to hear. Sarah put an autocorrect on my phone and then erased it so I couldn't change it. She replaced you with Roy. My texts read, "I love Roy. I'll see Roy soon." Sarah's smart and funny, proud, loyal, brave, and creative. Sarah also had cancer. I remember the exact moment that I realized that I loved her. I was sitting in my car at the corner of Center and Main. "This is going to hurt," I thought. I was right. Sarah Ann Newman died October 5th, 2023, at 7:40 a.m. And here we are. I circle this little lake, a quarry filled with water, to cover the wound from years of digging. How appropriate it seems for me to be pacing around a deep wound, tears streaming, snot flowing, my emotions cracked open like a huge raw egg. My heart pounds and my throat constricts. My brain is a jumble of words and emotions. I gulp for air as my body convulses with grief. Love. This is love. This is the cost. Dear sweet Sarah, I always introduced you as my daughter because I wanted you to know how much I loved you. I was blessed to be a landing place for you. My heart overflowed when you asked me to walk with you and your dad at parents' night in high school. One of my greatest joys was to speak at your wedding. Now I have the monumental honor of preparing a eulogy. No one asked me to. I have to. Thank you for being such a bright star in our lives and for showing us how to live a brave and passionate life. Thank you for teaching us that love is worth the pain and for sharing your precious, so very short with us. You will be forever in my heart. Sarah Ann, I love Roy.